This is Energy Buzz, a podcast series produced by the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy at the U.S. Department of Energy in Washington, D.C. Energy Buzz brings you expert information about renewable energy and energy efficiency. Welcome to the Hydrogen Report. I'm Mike Weiner. In this episode, we'll try to answer a few fundamental questions, like why hydrogen? What's a fuel cell? And what's all the buzz about? We'll also introduce you to the U.S. Department of Energy Hydrogen Program and explain how hydrogen fits in our nation's energy portfolio. The first question is, why hydrogen? The answer lies in our need for energy independence. Here's the Department of Energy's Pat Davis.
Well, today, more than half of our oil comes from foreign sources. That figure is projected to grow to more than two-thirds by 2025. Two-thirds of the oil we consume is used for transportation. So by replacing petroleum and our gasoline internal combustion engines with alternative fuels and more efficient technologies, we can reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
There are also environmental considerations. About 50% of Americans live in areas where air pollution affects public health or the environment. There's also the issue of greenhouse gases. Fossil fuel combustion accounts for most of the human-made greenhouse gas emissions, primarily carbon dioxide. The largest sources of CO2 emissions are the electric utility and transportation sectors. So, how can hydrogen help tackle these problems? It's all in how it's produced and used. Hydrogen is often mistakenly called an energy source. Like electricity, hydrogen is an energy carrier. It can store and deliver energy in a usable form, but must be produced from compounds that contain it. Basically, we need to make hydrogen from other things. We can do that with many different resources found here in the U.S. Fossil fuels, like natural gas and coal, nuclear energy, and renewables like biomass and solar, wind, hydroelectric, and geothermal energy. This great diversity of energy supply means we don't need to rely on a single energy resource or on foreign sources of energy, and that hydrogen can be produced just about anywhere. Using hydrogen can also help emissions issues. Hydrogen from renewable and nuclear resources produces near zero emissions, and hydrogen from fossil-based systems can also result in near zero emissions when combined with technology that captures and stores carbon dioxide before it's released into the atmosphere. That covers producing hydrogen, but what about using it? Well, hydrogen can be used in a device called a fuel cell to generate electricity with no emissions. The only byproducts are water and heat. Individual fuel cells can come in different sizes, so they can be used for just about anything. Fuel cells can power cars, trucks, and buses, our homes and businesses, and even portable electronic equipment like laptops and cell phones. And they can provide clean and reliable power, and at 2 to 3 times the efficiency of today's combustion technologies. Take vehicles, for example. DOE's Pat Davis explains.
Today's gasoline engine is less than 20% efficient in converting gasoline's chemical energy into the power that actually moves the vehicle. A hydrogen fuel cell vehicle uses an electric motor and uses 40 to 60% of the fuel's energy. This translates to more than a 50% reduction in fuel consumption compared to a conventional vehicle, and it has the added benefit of zero emissions from the tailpipe.
Perhaps the next logical question then is, if hydrogen and fuel cells provide such great benefits, why aren't we all using them today? Well, there are a few challenges in the way. A big one is cost. Hydrogen costs more than the fuels we use today, and fuel cells also cost more than traditional energy conversion technologies, like the internal combustion engine. Hydrogen and fuel cells must be cost competitive with what we use today in order to succeed in the marketplace. Another big issue for vehicles is driving range. Most of us are used to driving more than 300 miles on a single tank of gasoline. Today's hydrogen fuel cells can't go that far without refueling. That's because, while hydrogen has a high energy content by weight, it doesn't have a high energy content by volume, meaning that it's hard to store a lot of it in a tank on board a vehicle. Delivery infrastructure is also an issue. Pat Davis explains.
Well, today we have about 700 miles of hydrogen pipeline in the U.S., and that compares to more than 1 million miles of natural gas pipeline and an even larger gasoline delivery infrastructure. If we're going to drive hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, we need a place to refuel them, and we need a way for the fuel to get there.
These are big challenges, but brilliant minds across the country and around the world are focused on overcoming them. Automotive and power equipment manufacturers, energy companies, electric and natural gas utilities, federal, state, and local government agencies, universities, national laboratories, and others are investing their resources and working toward the common goal of bringing hydrogen and fuel cell technology to the commercial market. And there is exciting progress to report. The technology is developing, and costs are indeed coming down.
The costs have come down. The Department of Energy's Research and Development Program has led to reductions in costs of both hydrogen and fuel cell technology. We need to reduce costs further, but we're meeting our targets and we're moving in the right direction.
In fact, fuel cells are now available for specialty markets like emergency backup power and material handling equipment. You may even see hydrogen fuel cell vehicles or hydrogen fueling stations in your area as part of what's called technology demonstration efforts. But the move to using hydrogen isn't going to happen overnight. Hydrogen has great potential as a clean, sustainable, and secure form of energy over the long term. But in the near term, gasoline hybrid electric vehicles and biofuels such as ethanol and biodiesel offer excellent options for reducing the amount of oil we use for transportation. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to learn more about hydrogen and increase your H2 IQ, visit hydrogen.energy.gov. And be sure to listen for future episodes of The Hydrogen Report. This has been Energy Buzz. To learn more about the world of energy efficiency and renewable energy, log on to the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy website at eere.energy.gov. Thank you for listening.